Come fly with Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
Rough, wild, and loud is the ministry of David Hogan. Yet, it's wonderfully effective. Today we're going to jump right into the middle of one of his messages. I call the message Bianca and David's handkerchief. Now David has a few pictures in this message, so you're going to have to use your imagination because this is radio. Here he is, David.
All right, Grant.
All right.
What I want to do, I've chosen a miracle that didn't happen in the United States. It didn't happen in Mexico. It happened in a much harder place, Europe. So I'm inviting y'all all to go. Okay, now I got to do another thing. So I've been, he was talking about prayer this morning, and I was determined I wasn't going to say nothing, but it turns out I am. So I got this deal going. We got ourselves into this war. It was a religious deal, the conflict with religious stuff. And they was trying to kill me personally, and I'm not going to bow to you or them. So there you go. I'm not bowing, and I'm not backing down. Are we clear? Okay. You want the great grandpa. You don't need to see the soldier. But he does live in here. But I prefer to let you see the grandpa so you can feel like you have the advantage. And so, you know, we was going, and then this Holy Ghost came, something, a being. Okay, y'all will discern it, who it was. I don't know all them names, stuff. I just interact with these beings sometimes, and they're good guys. And so they wake me up every day. My life gets awakened at about 3:15, 3:30 in the morning, every day. There's something comes in there and taps me on the shoulder, and it's irritating. You have no idea. It seems like I'd like that. You do for about the first week. But then it starts getting really old. Because this thing God's trying to bring on the planet is very powerful. Nearly everybody that knows anything about God has a feeling it's coming. But I got a bigger deal out of it. I got to help usher it on to the planet. And the way you do it is by looking for that Christ child. And you stay in the temple and you do what's right in the sight of God and man. And time is not relevant. What's relevant is the obedience to the shoes, to the sandals of Jesus. That John said he wasn't worthy to even unlatch. So that, boy, we're in a bind if John can't unlatch him. And so anyway, all this stuff's going on, and these powers are moving around, and all these devastating disasters and sicknesses and hate and armies and so we need Jesus. So I invite you to seek Jesus with us. Whatever that looks like in your world, it's okay for me. I just invite you. Because they come. I've had a couple of visitations of these guys, and they're superpower beings, and they carry you around places and all this stuff. It's awesome. I like it. And so I just want to share with you. I'll try not to be complicated. It's probably going to be. And I'll try not to run over you. That's probably going to happen too. I don't want to, but that's probably my biggest problem nowadays, is not running over people, because the need is so great and you believe that, yet you do nothing about it. What is wrong? I can't like that. We have to change us. He said it this morning. It's me. I'm worried about me. And that gets me on my face to the King. Whether you agree or not, that's not relevant to me. The greatest men there ever was that walked with God stayed on their face to him for the last thousands of years. You don't have a new plan that's going to work. I'm going to do their plan. It worked. It changes generations. And so so something happened. And then there's this verse that I want to share. It's we'll do it for you religious people. So y'all will be satisfied that you have control still. Even though you don't, because religion is not what runs the kingdom, it's faith in God. Okay, so, but first of all, you have to see, I'm not mad. Look at me, I'm not mad. I'm right. And that makes you seem aggressive. Probably am aggressive, actually. Okay, so there's two things I want to do. I want to tell you there's a series of miracles that just happened that there's just got me just amazed. it's just awesome to be happy. I am 70, whatever they say. I'm 73, and I'm not mad. I'm really not. I'm really happy, and I'm healed. Yay. So, let's see how we're going to do this. Okay, so there was, what I want to do, I've chosen a miracle that didn't happen in the United States. It didn't happen in Mexico. It happened in a much harder place, Europe. Because most people don't believe that God moves in Europe anymore. I don't know what your problem is, but he owns everywhere. He owns this whole deal. And he's caretaker and he's good at it. So we was in Germany. Viva Alemania. And so there's this girl, she's lunatic person. I was fortunate to be involved in them helping find, they founded a church, and so I was helping with it and that. So over the years, you stay faithful to people and you help with stuff that you're allowed to, and you just, that's how you do life. You be a help. And there's this girl got saved. Her name is Bianca. Now, Bianca become, she is a, I don't want to use the word brute, but she is probably one of the strongest women I've ever met. My gosh, she's so happy. She just, oh my God, happy. Oh, when she got saved, boy, it made that lady happy. And so she was my personal bodyguard. Okay, and so whenever you drive up, Jody always drives me up to their parking thing, and then all of a sudden the door almost gets pulled off the hinges, and there's Bianca standing there, and she just pulls me out of the car, and she just holds me and dances with me. And, you know, I tell her every time, Bianca, put me down. The part of the world I come from, you don't handle men like this. It's funny, all right. but it's, I have to say, I didn't like it as much. And then she wouldn't listen to me. She just danced around a while with it and chunked me on the ground. And so I begin to look forward to it, though. And then I go there in 23, and she's not there. And I go, oh, no. So who do I talk to back in the back? Who's running the deal? Which one of y'all have the stuff? What is your name? Does he have a name?
Aiden.
What? Aiden? Okay, mister? Is that good? Mr. Aiden, put the lady in the wheelchair up there, will you? Please. I want y'all to see Bianca. Okay, there she is. So Bianca got her back broke in two places. Now, this is the lady that picks me up and plays with me like a toy. Okay. And so I'll leave it there, Mr. Aiden. Leave that on there, please. And so then I get out of the vehicle. I had to get out by myself. What? And so, you know, I'm looking for her, but she's not there. And then there, look over there, and there's a German fella being German. And that's okay to be German. I was looking for Bianca. She's German too, but she's a different kind. And so he says, come with me, Brother Dave. Oh, so formal. Where's Bianca? Come with me. Oh. So I go in, we go into the foyer of the church, and there's Bianca sitting there in her wheelchair. Everybody's bawling and all that, and it's not awesome. When your friends break their back, that's not awesome. Do y'all concur with that? Okay. And so I knelt down on the, everybody knows what I'm going to do. They already know. Ms. Deborah knows what I'm going to do. She takes me to pray for people. She knows how it's going to go. Started this morning, one after the other, one after the other, because I'm that's my job. And I'm really good at this. And you get good the more time you spend with what you're doing. You get better at it. So for me, that means spending time with Creator. And you become like that. That's how it works. And so, we was all cry. Emotions are all over the place, and she can't move. They showed us pictures. Two places her back was broken, and she told me, "I'm done." And she's a very important person in the, there's a big hospital complex there in, it's around Stuttgart in Germany. She runs one of the whole wings of the thing. She's the main person, really high up in their world, their business. But she lost it. They lost it all. And so I'm laying down on her lap and bawling with her. You need to see it's okay to connect with people. It's important that you see people. And you see them as they are. And you don't bypass them. It's important. And so I'm down there, and then while I'm down there, you see I wear handkerchiefs, right? So she had it, there was an organized theft ring. They stole my handkerchief in the foyer of the church. They had organized crime in there. And everybody goes, I can go down to Walmart and get you one for $1.75. You can, but that's in my pocket. It's mine. You clear? And that boy, and boy, he turned out to be a big old boy. And I stood up and looked at him, and I thought, I better let him have that. But I didn't. I was fussy at him. You give me my handkerchief back. He said, Bianca told me to get this. I said, well, she don't own it. I own it. And so somehow that was complicated to him. And all of a sudden, that woman right there, feel that little hand on my arm. Anybody been married more than 5 minutes? You know what that means. Back up, Jack. But my name ain't Jack. And I'm still being fussy, and all of a sudden she said, I'll get you 100 of them. I said, that ain't enough. I'm bartering for more. Keep on going over here. And in y'all's world, you know, it seems overdone, all that. Just let me finish my story and we'll see the value of my handkerchief. Okay? So, it's way more than $1.75 from the Walmart store. So, I went ahead and dropped the handkerchief deal, went in there, had an amazing service, lots of people saved, some more people were healed. Yay! Woohoo! It's what I do. Yay! And so she's waiting on me in the foyer when I'm walking out again. I kissed her and left. That was in 23. So October of 24, I'm back over there. And boy, was I surprised. Because I walk in there and you know, I'm getting out of my vehicle because no Bianca or nothing. I got to get used to the new way things are. And all of a sudden, she jumps out from behind the car, healed. She grabs me. And I'm going, girl, put me down. And she says, I'm healed, I'm healed. I said, then let's dance again. And so, if you will, Mr. Adele, Aiden, Mr. Aiden, put the one of the Bianca standing there with the sick guy. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Okay, now this is Bianca healed with a new back. Okay, y'all see her there? Now what I need you to look at, I need y'all to look at this picture right here. What do you see? You see Bianca standing there, but what do you see behind her? Tell me what you see. Somebody on life support. You are correct. They're going to pull the plug in the morning. So he's dead. This is a Muslim man. He's been in a coma for 8 months. He's got 2 incurable diseases. And Bianca got healed because I apologize to you about what I'm fixing to say because you need a more spiritual reference. But the glowing man came and touched Bianca. That's Jesus the righteous. You brought them up this morning. They were light, you called them. That is the truth. And he came in that hospital 3 days after we left. Bianca was in her hospital fixing to get some pictures. And the glowing man walked in, touched her, gave her a new back. She stands up, puts her clothes on, walks in her doctor friends, freaks them all out. and they checked her, and she got a brand new back out of the deal. Yeah. Okay, now, so because she is Bianca and she's fearless, she has no, if you'll grab me, you're fearless. Because I'm not easy to mess with, am I, Ms. Deborah? I just don't see it the way you see it, and I'm not planning on changing. I'm not going to convert to the easy life. I stay in the field. That's my mentality, and I'm staying there. So what does she do? The handkerchief she stole, that's mine. Where do you see it in that picture? Where do you see it? You see that handkerchief? That's my handkerchief. That's not hers. What she did is she walked up in there. It's against the law in Germany for me as a civilian to go in that hospital and heal the sick. But she works there, and so she knew about this plug fixing to be pulled, and she goes in there and puts that handkerchief on that man's chest. You see it sitting there. There's a picture of it. Okay, now, you ready? 8 months, coma, two incurables, Muslim family. 20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes, he wakes up. And he asked Bianca, who are you? She said, I'm Bianca. I work here. Well, who's that other fella? And the dude gets up healed. Raised from the dead in Tübingen, Germany. Bam. Are you with me or not?
Yes.
With me?
Yes.
Without me? Saw that on a movie one time. Germany. Okay, Aiden, Mr. Aiden. Mr. Aiden, go to that thing where both of them are standing up there healed, please. Listen, that was middle October 1 year ago, and I was sitting down there. All I was one of the actors in a play. God's got this thing so well organized and so orchestrated. He just wants us to go into motion with him, be flowing with him. And he can put you in the right place at the right time. It doesn't matter how fussy I am about that handkerchief. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter. It's just fun now. And I'm sitting there. I didn't know any of this. I was so set up. Wasn't we set up? Y'all was all there. I was just going, What? There's my doggone it handkerchief. better be on the job. Banish your theology. It doesn't work. What works is faith in God. And I just couldn't take it. So he was Muslim, and so him, all of his family got saved. So I just don't view it hard like you. I view it doable. I did have to go buy a new handkerchief. That's okay. This time. I just couldn't take it. So I went over there to where his parents were sitting, right down to the left of that podium thing down yonder. And I went over there, and I'm just looking at the mom. I said, "What do you think?" She said, "This is what I think, Brother David. Thank you for the gospel." You can have my handkerchief, ma'am. That's all right. So how's it going, theologians? Y'all okay?
Sail on when the water gets high. Sail on when the wind starts to die. Sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till this ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it. When we're all born, we're set up to sea, looking for answers continuously. And then when we find out to him we belong, we watch for the signs and keep sailing on. Sail on. When the water gets high, sail on. When the wind starts to die, sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till the ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in. Cast up your sail and let the wind blow.
Let the wind blow.
Jesus will never let your ship lose control. And just keep your compass set on the side.
Set on the side.
You gotta sail into our beautiful home.
We can't afford to throw our lives
to the wind.
To the wind.
Hear the wind. And we've got the Lord in control of our ship.
Today's broadcast, David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
If you would like to hear more of our radio broadcasts like you heard today, you can go to globalairforce.net. That is globalairforce.net.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.